would introduce this podcast if it had a name.
We going now? Was that the start? Did we just start and you didn't tell anybody?
This is my
Hello, everybody, and story. Welcome to the Giant Modcast.
All right, it's got a name now.
Yeah, get some air horn in there.
All right, so I guess to start things off, we should introduce ourselves. I'm Sparkly Kiss. I like ponies and long walks on the beach. Trace, go. Your turn.
Hi, I'm Trace. I was one of PSEG on the site, and I guess I just started this podcast rolling without realizing it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I didn't realize it either.
Yeah. See, this is professional. This is how they do it. This is consistent with the Giant Bomb Manifesto. Is that a thing? It's a thing now, Trace. You got energy.
I'm a deer in headlights right now.
I'll make this better in the future when I'm a bit more prepared. See, we don't have a title, nor do we have theme music, so I'm gonna figure that fuck out. This is learning experience for everyone. All right, Chaser, your turn.
All right, I am Chaser 324. I'm Giant Bomb, and I guess I hate Destiny.
that's a solid opinion. I have to say I agree with you there. And then last, we have someone who's not from the States. We have some Eurotrash. How you doing, Eurotrash Sweep?
Hello, I'm Sweep, and I guess I was invited to class up the place a little bit.
A little.
How much remains to be seen, I guess? Is anyone else drinking, or is that just me?
It's probably just you. It's too early here.
What time is it there?
3. That's too early.
That's not too early.
That's not too early. It's never too early for shower beers.
Well, last Saturday, we went to me and my sister went to an art festival and ran to my cousin at like 2 p.m. and we drank from 2 to 10 and I was going to die. So it's too early.
Just because you think you're going to die does not mean it's too early. It just means you drank too much and, you know.
But the appropriate time is evening time, so I was like, well, I've already started. I might as well keep going until it's dark out. And then 8 hours later, we were playing Cranium, and I couldn't figure out anything when it came to shaping that clay. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. It was terrible.
You did say we're drinking from 2 to 10 p.m., so you drank into the night. I think this qualifies.
Well, I think it's NFL season during... here in the States, so it's acceptable to like start drinking at like 10 a.m. if you really want to.
But don't you have to watch NFL games? Who watches NFL games? That's dumb.
I do.
You can drink with lunch, right? You can have a beer with lunch, which is, you eat lunch like midday. So I'd say from midday onwards, you're fine.
I feel like an appropriate lunch drink is if you go to like a Mexican place and get a margarita, then that's it.
If it's a classy place, you can drink wine. Well, like Sunday, because on Sunday you have like a, well, we have like roast dinners on Sunday at lunchtime, and that's, you know, that's when it kicks off.
Well, I lied. One time we went to the casino, and I had mimosas and champagne for breakfast. That was a good day.
Sounds like a good day.
Didn't know I would, I think, let's see, for every, like, 2 eggs or every sausage I had in the buffet for breakfast, I had 2 drinks, so... Good day. I actually came out positive from the casino too. I was like, I didn't leave broke. All right. So, anyways, we kind of started things in an awkward manner. So instead, we're just gonna bitch about Destiny. Who's played Destiny?
I have played Destiny.
Fuck that game, right?
You know, look. Here's the thing. Do you like grinding in MMOs? If so, Destiny is awesome. But if you don't like grinding in MMOs...
Yes to that question.
If you answer yes to that question, you're probably like a sadist, or well, more like a masochist, I should say, like me.
Well, you're part of the Giant Bomb community.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm saying apparently a lot of the Giant Bomb community likes to stab themselves, along with every other video game community that I've seen thus far regarding this. It's just... It's a decent game if you like just running around shooting the same enemies over and over again, as a lot of MMOs. And I know they say, oh, it's not really an MMO, but it is. Same way that PSO is an MMO.
PSO is beautiful magic. I love PSO. My issue with Destiny is it's not even fun to like just run around and shoot things. And like even if it's not fun, I'm not getting any good loot. at least in an MMO when I'm grinding, I will, there is a prize in the end. Like, I feel like I'm accomplishing something. In Destiny, I'm really happy if I even see my meter move just a tiny bit. And
I don't know, though, because, like, I haven't played Destiny, but firstly, I think people have very weird memories of what MMOs are like, because you can spend a lot of time playing, like, World of Warcraft and doing raids and stuff, and you would not get anything. And it took fucking years before they started making those, like, drops, like, legendary, whatever they are, purple, or I don't know what they are these days. But I used to spend fucking weeks and get nothing. Like, and there would be specific loot for each boss you fight, and there was a chance that you might get something, but there were whole dungeons where, like, I played a priest, and I got nothing, no priest drops. And even if something did drop, some dickhead warrior would roll for it so he could sell it for gold. Like, you know, I think people are being a little bit harsh. I mean, if that's the game they've made, then fine. This is the other thing, so I haven't played it, but a lot of the issues sound like they can be fixed, like, with a patch.
I think a lot of them can, yeah.
If that's the main issue, then, like, you know, that's an easy fix.
That's what confuses me, is that a lot of these issues, I can't tell if they are inherent in the design or if it's just, like, they didn't finish implementing certain features before they shipped. But if this game was in development for so long, that I find that hard to believe. Especially when you have, like, these half-implemented social systems, like, you can join a clan on their website, but then, like, it serves no purpose in the game. And when you, I feel like in MMO, the core aspect of it that brings you back and, like, makes the grinding something that you can deal with is the social part. So why would they not focus on getting this group and clan system?
Yeah, I could sit and grind in an MMO for hours because it was really easy to be social. I think I spent more time in, like, the big city hubs just being stupid and being an idiot.
Dancing.
More than dancing, yeah. Or in MapleStory, I used to dress up my character with a big mustache and I would read, pretend, I would make up stories on the spot. People would give me gold. That was fun. I missed that. Like, I got loot just for being stupid, and people valued that, and it was just really fun. I can't do that in Destiny. I can't dance and guilt people into giving me guns.
Yeah,
even then, the guns are,
because there's no trading system.
It's another
thing that's, like, not finished or has some weird design aspect. Like, I don't know if they don't have trading in there because they expect you to actually level up, like, every single class, like. You actually are, but I don't see how it's even possible.
Yeah,
if you put in trading, you're going to have Chinese gold farmers.
Yeah.
Point blank.
There's a cap to how much they can have of, like, each currency, so there's really,
That's the other thing.
That's really weird. It's all shared, and then there's a cap. That's dumb.
Yeah, it's like a free-to-play kind of thing where they're actually limiting how much you can play. Like, if you're one of these people that wants to grind endlessly, you can't even really do that, or there's a limit on how much benefit you can get from that.
It's a little frustrating. I'm not sure what direction they were going with this, because it feels like they took all these really cool things from other games and threw them together, and it's like this shitty mix.
It feels like a free-to-play game in some ways. Like, it's this thing like, okay, well, today I can do this much, but then I have to stop, and now tomorrow I can come back and try again until I've run out of my energy meter or I fill up this quota of a certain thing. And
I feel like I'm almost being punished for playing. It's like if you play too much and then you've got all this currency but you have nothing to show for it, there's like no real good loot. You have to work hella hard to get something, and even then it's not something that you really care for. Like the system's dumb. Destiny.
Well, and that's the other problem. Like, I feel like the weapons aren't balanced very well. Like, the auto rifle seems like the only feasible weapon you can actually use, at least from my perspective. Like, the scout rifle, like, you can't do enough damage, can't shoot fast enough. The pulse rifle, some of those are decent, but I feel like there's not enough benefit to that, like, in terms of accuracy and range over the auto rifles.
Yeah, I don't know, because I did just fine with the scout rifle myself. I just see you have to make sure to just land headshots constantly with everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I play games like that. That's dumb.
Well, I mean, that's basically every game for me is because that's what they want you to do. You just keep landing headshots on everyone, every time, all the times.
What you do is you stand somewhere in the middle, and you just twirl, and you throw grenades, and you hope you hit something. That is how you play these games. I can't do that, Destiny. It's really depressing.
Well, actually, if you wanted to tie this into actual content on JiveBomb.com that someone produced, like a blog post, 2 weeks ago or whenever we were originally going to record this, like I took note of this post about EVE Online that someone wrote, and basically comparing it to World of Warcraft. It's from Mike Lenner or something. I don't know how he pronounces his name. But it's about how EVE Online, you don't have any leveling. Someone who signs up for the game, aside from just not having knowledge of how all the systems work, they can be just about as effective as someone who's been playing that game for 100 hours. And I think that's one of the problems with Destiny is you quickly run into this situation where there's tiering of characters. Because I don't know if you've tried to like go into something that's like two levels above you, but you can't do anything.
One of the first areas I went into, it was like things were two or three levels above me, and I was like, I'll be okay. No, I'm not. I'm doomed. And I was like, is this poor skill, or I had no idea. It was kind of terrible. And made it really unpleasant for me.
It quickly becomes this situation where, like, unless you're keeping up, like, you're falling behind, so far behind that it almost seems insurmountable. Like, quickly seems insurmountable to catch up to.
Yeah, Destiny's weird. EVE is also weird. EVE Online, I feel like I need a degree just to play it.
I just need to say, like, just because I know otherwise someone will listen to this and freak out, like, there is leveling in EVE. I mean, it's not like, you're not like a level 5 person as opposed to like a level 1 person, but you have individual skills and you have to allocate time into researching that, and then that levels up. So if you want to use like a more powerful rocket launcher, like, or a rocket launcher with more range, then you have to sink enough time into a bunch of different skills, and only when you've like completed those prerequisites can you use that equipment. So even though you're technically not like a better player, you have to have invested the time into it before you can use the higher level stuff.
As soon as we started talking about EVE, I decided to look at the wiki, and then I felt really dumb.
Would you do that?
I'm not smart enough for this.
So I went to EDX yesterday.
Oh yeah.
London Video Convention. Does
specifically PAX for London.
Yeah, this is the thing, right? This is the thing about EGX that, like, I just don't understand, because when PAX happens in Boston, it takes over the whole city. Like,
yeah,
right? There's so many people just kind of up for stuff, and you just got like everyone just way into it. In London, that doesn't happen. In London, like, it's a big convention center and they fill it up with geeks, but then like everywhere else just kind of ignores it and carries on like normal. So, I mean, I don't get how like cosplayers and stuff can go. And then there was a guy in a full bodysuit, like Lucario costume. That guy's got to get the tube home. That guy has to go buy food. Like, how? I don't understand.
I am so thankful that my city is for geeks. Because when Gen Con happens, like a week before, all the restaurants are getting prepped for it, and they're making Gen Con menus, and they're decorating things in like a D&D fantasy setting. We have a fucking dragon charter bus. Like, they go fucking bonkers. And all the smaller cons that are coming in town, they've been kind of getting the similar treatment. It's pretty cool. I feel spoiled. Like, there are cosplayers all over the city, and then they come to the south side, and I'm like, look at that! There's a Chie! Follow her! But not
yes, there's
closely.
A Chie. Take all the pictures.
You know how up for cosplay you guys are. I mean, even if you're not calling it cosplay, you've got, like, Civil War reenactments and fucking... What else you...
There's a really big steampunk culture here. Just people wearing that. That's kind of... People are still weirded out by the steampunk thing.
Oh, what are those things? Like the fairs they have? Like
Ren fairs? Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, Renaissance fair. That's a big thing over there, right? That everyone's just kind of with. Like, what the fuck? That's crazy.
I feel really bad for people that have been going to Ren fairs for forever, because every time there's like a big fantasy thing that comes into town, like, people want to check out Ren fairs more, so they're dressed up like Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones, and then like
Game of Thrones.
There's like a big love hate there. They're like, oh great, we have more people here, but you're here because you think you're Cersei, and like, God, get the fuck out of my Ren fair. It's real entertaining.
Wow.
So great.
You're not cool, Ren fair.
I call it Renaissance festivals. Thank you very much.
There are some people that are like that in LARPing. LARPing is a real strange thing.
Yeah, awesome. I think that goes without saying.
I like it. There's this really cool one that takes over a campsite for the weekend. But this one group, they're like a clan of orcs, and they don't sleep in the designated camping area. They go out to the actual woods and sleep in the trees. And if you try and attack them, they will tear apart your campsite.
Wow,
that's horrifying.
That's fucking awesome.
Like they'll have like their bows and arrows, and they'll literally attack you. And there's no lighting because you gotta play in the realm. So people go out there with a candle. Wind blows candles out. They'll still see you in the dead of the night, and they will wreck your shit. And I don't think that's okay. That's horrifying.
That's just fucking great. I want to do that.
My sister played in that group. She was a half orc barbarian, so she got to hit people with clubs. She had fun. Those guys were scary. They purposely had all black on, and they were all very agile. They would just be in the trees. They didn't sleep the entire weekend. They would just stay in those trees and attack you.
Jeez.
Not okay.
That doesn't sound fun.
That sounds horrifying. I would be a part of the group that's like, we run the tavern, and they just eat chicken and drink. And I was like, that sounds like my type of party. Give me a turkey leg. Let's do this. Nope. LARPing is scary. Ren fairs are kind of intimidating. I still want to go to one, but I don't want to be that, you're the Game of Thrones nerd. I love you, but please get out of my hair. I don't want to be that person. There's also a surprising amount of, like, you know what Disney bounding is when you dress up as a Disney character, but you're not really dressing up. You just have an inspired outfit. There's a lot of people that go to Ren fairs and they do that kind of thing where they're wearing Renaissance gear, but it's tailored to be like Little Mermaid colors. Pisses people off so much. They're like, you only wear the shade of purple if you're royalty. Shame on you. And then, like, it's weird.
I'm starting to think you're making this all up.
Nope. Yeah. Nope. It's totally a thing that people get pissed about. You'd be surprised.
Well, I mean, it's one thing when it's something like, hey, look, it's Star Trek people wandering into our Renaissance fair. Doctor Who is wandering into our Renaissance fair.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's one level of trolling, but to say Disney bounding, what?
I mean, it's one thing if it's Frozen, because Frozen is killing everything.
God,
I like Frozen. That's what outrages you in this entire situation.
Disney bounding is totally a thing. I didn't know it was a thing until my friend's little sister was, like, throwing parties where everyone had to be a Disney bound character or else she wouldn't watch her at her party.
Had to, though.
Yeah. So I just put on a dress and said, I'm Hades, play pretend. My boyfriend wore a red shirt and he said he was Max from Goofy. We're like, whatever. He wears a red shirt. We did it. We're cosplayers. And she wasn't very happy. But she was okay. Because I bullshitted my way through the whole thing. Yeah. It's really weird. Disney bounding is a strange thing. And then
I mean, I'm currently looking at disneybound.tumblr.com and it's...
Oh, no.
it's weird because it kind of just looks like normal clothes, but I guess
it's like normal clothes with a color palette that they pick. It's basically
sure. Like Snow White, it's just like it looks kind of like normal white and leather kind of stuff, but I guess it's got some kind of like snowy frills on the shoulder. I don't know, like.
Yeah, that's basically their way of saying that. What if these characters lived in the world that we live in today?
So we're talking about like
time.
Oh, so it's basically like fables.
Kind of, or Once Upon a Time. Oh, hey, there's a Disney bound for Once Upon a Time's character Emma Swan. That show starts soon, and it's got Frozen in it. Kill me. I'm so salty that they took out all the good characters from that show, and then they're like, let's throw in Frozen. Everybody likes Frozen. No.
I've never seen.
It's funny. I made it 20 minutes in, and then I realized it was all singing. This first song's been on for a while.
Yeah.
And then it didn't end. It just kept going. No, thank you.
Apparently, in Disney World, the Anna and Elsa dolls sell out, like, in one day, in, like, one day's worth of stock. If you were to do that for, like, Cinderella, they'd have overstock for, like, a year.
Why? It's just like a normal Disney film, but with singing. Why do people like it so much? What's the deal? The songs aren't even that good.
A lot of people claim it's revolutionary and it's about sisterhood. And I was like, if it's about them being strong women, how come she's still being rescued by the oaf with the moose? And then, like, just, I have a lot of salty feelings.
It's because they got the prettier Pixar smirks.
And then, like, the trolls smirking. On there. That's effing DreamWorks. That's their thing. Everyone smirks.
Well, yeah, it's that then. I guess finally mixed them all together and made the best of both crappy worlds.
But DreamWorks does How to Train Your Dragon and has Hiccup, who is amazing, and I love Hiccup. He's going to be
best
friend for life.
I have no idea about any of this.
I watch a lot of cartoons, you guys. Really excited for Box Trolls and The Book of Life and Home, and yeah, cartoons great.
I have been watching a lot of Sailor Moon lately.
Sailor Moon is also great.
Which is, I feel like it's weird, like, at 28 years old, I'm going to start watching Sailor Moon, like, What the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? You're a pervert. You're not an enthusiast. You're a pervert.
It's dumb. It's dumb fun. I don't know. Like,
I wish Ross was here so we could talk about Legend of Korra. That cartoon is great.
I haven't seen enough of it. I need to finish it.
Yeah.
I don't want to have my heart broken.
There is an ongoing thread on Jarvom about how, like, Korra is the worst avatar ever, and it always comes down to, like, well, it's either Korra or it's that last waterbender, and he didn't do anything except surf around, and, like, it's bad. But, yeah, Korra's a really bad avatar, just, you know, anyone listening.
Well, I think we should go back and end this on the Sailor Moon thing, because there's something I need to show you guys. They were going to bring Sailor Moon to the States and totally rework all the art, like Gem and the Holograms, and they changed it where Sailor Moon was still going to be blonde, but Mercury was going to be a redhead, and they made it where she was she wasn't able-bodied anymore, so she was confined to a wheelchair, and they went through space on windsurfers. But Sailor Mercury didn't. She went through space on a, like, rocket-propelled wheelchair. It was great. And the show was going to be, the cartoon segments were going to be when they were in their Sailor Scout form. And it was going to be all animated. But when they were in their normal day-to-day and at school, it was live action. So they had a cast of little girls, and it was going to be kind of like this Power Ranger thing. And it was going to be amazing, but they didn't do it.
I'm not sure I'd say it was going to be amazing.
Oh, that just looks great! I mean, the fact that they fly on windsurfers through space and try and, like, fight the evildoers, it's just, come on, that's utterly delightful.
The only other cartoon I think about that had traveling through space and doing stuff like that is Josie and the Pussycats, the season that nobody wants to remember.
Well, see,
I was hoping you were going to say Biker Mice from Mars, which is also
This art kind of looks like Josie and the Pussycats, kind of. Like, it almost looked like, somehow...
No.
What are you people talking about? What is...
I'm
trapped in... carry on.
But look how diverse the cast was. It's great. So great. So good.
I guess. But the art looks weird. It looks somehow older than...
It's like worst of Hanna-Barbera
it's straight out of like 1975 or something.
But it's also a lot like Captain Planet, because you have different races and it's all everyone together and everyone values the kitty, even if his ring is for heart. It's great. It's great. Delightful.
Gosh.
Cartoons are great.
You know, I think I'm over cartoons now. I think this sort of thing gets me over them very quickly.
You probably never watched the gummy bears either. Also,
I did, and that's helped me get over them, because seriously.
That's such a good one. Okay, well, I'll figure out something that everyone will like. It'll probably end up being some sort of anime, since that seems to be the thing. Well, I'll watch Free together.
It'll be Kill the Kill, you know it.
No, we'll watch Free. You guys like swimming high school boys. Okay, I'll find something. It'll be great. Alright, and on that, I'm going to call it, and we're going to end the podcast without a name, or the one that whatever Trace named it.
Wait, this has been
yes, we're going to call it done.
Podcast.
I've got this beer left, like, when I ordered a beer. What do I do now?
Drink more and admire and try and find the pilot for this Sailor Moon series, because it's good.
I'm not watching Sailor Moon. I'm not...
Good man.
Come on.
Don't.
Come on. Yeah.
Don't.
The old
no,
one is good.
So,
don't watch.
It's my whole life choices. Don't drag me down with you. Oh, before we go, Trace, do you play Drive Club yet?
What do you say, sorry about that?
Do you play any Drive Club yet? I played a little
bit. Drive Club? I played a little bit at PAX's in the past, and it feels like a competent driving game, I guess. It's kind of interesting, the ideas, but I don't know if it's going to turn into anything, and it sounds like the clubs themselves are limited to 12 people, so I can't exactly form a giant bomb club, so I'll just probably grab some people and say, okay, let's just get trophies.
It's the sort of game, it wasn't even a demo particularly well. They had a bunch of stages set up, but it was just like, the only option you had was race, and it didn't really, I mean, like, from what I understand, like you were saying, a big part of it is like being able to form clubs, compete with your friends, and all that shit. But that doesn't showcase at all. And the stage demo, like,
nope.
So
not at all.
As far like, well, I played it and I thought this is a nice looking racing game, but that's kind of it.
That's basically it. Yeah.
India. I have been to India and it does not look like that.
No, I imagine the parts of India you were a little. Stenchier.
Yeah, that's a polite way of putting it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be as polite as possible. But it's one of those things that I feel like they almost should have just gone full on with the club idea of just how people have like 10,000-person car clubs and compete against one another, do some large-scale stupid battles. But 12-on-12, nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
Nobody except esports people, and esports people waste their time playing something more interesting, like Counter-Strike or Dota.
Right. Sure.
I mean, they will. Racing and esports don't mix very well, as far as I'm concerned. Because if somebody wants to be racing, they'll race in real life.
Oh, but they just fucking announced that new, like, Wipeout ripoff, and even though it's a flagrant ripoff, I am so excited about it, because Studio Liverpool's gone, and we're never getting another Wipeout. So if we can get, like, a half F-Zero / Wipeout clone, I am all over that. That would be so good.
Yep. Just turn the weapons off and I'm fine with it.
I just want, like, a hot robot lady to go, as a guy, in my ear, like, over and over. That's all I need.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Sweet, do you think you'll be coming to another PAX or no?
I want to. It's really hard to plan stuff. My work's really kind of... I'm on a lot of short-term contracts now, so I don't know where I'm going to be in, like, a couple of months, let alone in, like... When is it, like, April?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I don't really have the, like, job security to plan anything that far ahead. And the flights are kind of pricey as well. And if I need to save that money for rent, then I'm kind of fucked.
Yeah.
But I do want to. Because I didn't go... When was I there? Like 2 years ago?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it's probably it.
That really fucking bums me out that I've never met Matt Kessler. That really irritates me.
That's like the one time he didn't go to East.
Yeah, the one time that fucking guy doesn't go. I've talked to that guy on like Skype for like 7 fucking years. Like, and the one time he doesn't go is the one time I go and he's not fucking there.
I can tell you one thing, Kessler is very kawaii in person. Kawaii Kessler.
I already knew that.
Yeah.
I already knew
that. He was so nervous at Prime. So cute.
He is the most legit person I know. I mean, it's like there is no difference between the person you see on the internet, the goofy weirdo, and the stories you hear, and the person you meet right there. There's no differentiation. He is every bit as scary.
Authentic. Get yours today. New inbox.
Yeah, he's more authentic than Kid Rock.
That is scary. Scary.
Scary, yet true.
But yes, I'm gonna make my way back to PAX eventually.
Okay,
I've only ever been. I've been to New York and Boston and New Jersey because I got family there. But I've never been out west. I want to go out west. I want to go hang out with Sean Coons. That's gonna happen.
Yep.
It's gonna happen.
Hanging out with Coons sounds way too intense. I don't think I could handle it. I feel like he'd be like, well, let's go do something extreme! And I was like, you need to sit on the couch and watch Netflix? Oh god.
Fucking yeah, that's extreme a bit.
I feel like you need to be a certain level of cool to hang out with Coons. Like, you need a certain level of education to play EVE Online. And I have neither of those. Although Dave Lang remembered my name and I might have squealed in front of him. That was awkward. He kind of just like looked at me and blinked a few times, and then he gave me a hug and said, it was nice seeing you, Courtney, before he ran away with Johnny B. It was real great. I was like, this is the level of awkward I can reach. This is my peak right here. I did it. I've made it. I don't know how to
talk about it. Yeah, I think Dave Lang gives Matt Kessler a run as far as like being authentic.
Maybe.
He never turns off, it doesn't seem like.
No, he...
Yeah, that's true.
That's pretty accurate. Which is, it's like, if I can only imagine what his kids are going to be going through. It's like that, oh my god, if Dave Lang were my dad, I'd go crazy. Stop it, what are you doing? You're embarrassing me. And he's like, nah, this is how I become a man. And I'd cry. No!
No, don't worry, kids. It's totally okay to throw broken bottles off this bridge of cars in the freeway.
Do you think he kept the bear suit?
Oh, probably. Probably not, so. But maybe. I mean.
I hope he didn't. That'd be great. Just be in the office with the head on.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, he's pretty authentic. You're right, Chase.
He would do. Man. I think he'd be the scariest game dev dad. Best game dev dad would be Brad Muir, though. We'd just smile all the time and eat candy. Stuff like the life.
Yeah.
Guys, we made it through a whole podcast without talking about.
I'm gonna pretend I didn't even hear that. You just cut out for a second there.
Yeah, sorry. What?
GG has a whole new meaning now.